This is Giant 90.9, your station for variety, and we send it back out to the Chapelwood Career Expo, where Jason Mondragon and Dorian Williams, I think you got somebody. Here. Got yeah, a taker.
Yes, we do.
There you
what
go.
What is your name?
Tercy.
Say it again.
Tercy.
Tercy.
What grade are you in?
What grade are you in?
First grade.
We got a young here.
I'm sorry, what grade are you in?
First grade.
You're in first grade, all right.
Yes.
And have you seen anything you like so far?
Yes.
What's some of the good stuff you've seen so far?
The brushing the teeth.
Oh, you went to the brushing teeth?
And the field trip thing.
Oh, yeah. They're having a field trip?
Yeah, the field trip.
Oh, okay. Oh. Have you made your cookie over there at culinary?
The cookie?
Yeah, they have cookies over there.
No.
Not yet? You're about to go over there, right?
Yes.
All right.
Well, this is radio.
Yeah, this is radio right here. If you want to be on air like this, we are actually students. We are at the high school, and we do our shows and stuff like that. I talk about music. Every Friday, a new album comes out, new songs, and I talk about them. He talks about hip-hop,
music
that he likes and stuff like that's trending and stuff like that. But if you want to make your own show, like, what do you like to do? Like, what's one of your hobbies?
I like to dance, sing.
You like to dance and sing? Well,
yeah.
you can at radio, you can learn how to produce and make actual music. It's very, very helpful as a career to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or so, you could do different radio shows, different podcasts about different stuff you like to do.
You can talk about dance. You can talk. Is there anything other than dancing and singing you like to do?
I like to listen to music and I can't think about anything else. That's like
what's your favorite
like
song?
Music
yeah.
a lot.
Well, that's and literally we, all we talk about.
Yeah,
on
that's
on
what
our,
we love to do.
So,
what's your favorite?
And we have our own shows about it. Yeah. Well, thank you for talking to us.
What's your favorite
and what's your
song?
Name again?
Terset,
and what's your favorite song?
Times Like This and Times Like This and yeah.
Who makes that song?
I don't know, but the only thing I can think about is it starts with a king. King. I remember that song. But
all right.
I think different children have made the difference. I talk about a lot of them. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love that. That's I'm in love with that.
Oh, yeah.
That song.
Hopefully we
She's awesome.
I think we have that song.
Might.
Do we?
I don't know. I'm going to find it, though.
It's
I'm going to find it
like
sure we do.
Times Like This.
Times Like This. I wish I never
That's
all
right.
I can sing it.
All right, yeah, you don't have to sing it. You're fine. All right. Well, thank you, Tarsi. And I hope you like what you saw, and hopefully you're interested in radio later on, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Well, that was good.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interview.
Yeah, she said
that was fun.
Yeah.
She did well.
Radio was fun, man. Come in here.
She's ready to go right now.
Talk about. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Roll her into school now.
Yeah.
Put her on the roster.
Well, that's our interview for now. We're going to try to see if we find any more people.
You want me to get back to the music then?
Yeah,
yeah
I think you can
play
a few more tracks, a few more songs, and then we'll probably find somebody as talkative as Tarsi here.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Hopefully.
Yeah, well, she was really live.
I've got coming up here, I believe this is a remake of a classic Monica song from the late 90s called Sitting Up in My Room. By Pieces of a Dream. This is, of course, the jazz class time. So we're playing some smooth, smooth, smooth jazz, as Emerson always says. So we're going to get that kicked right back off here. Pieces of a Dream was Sitting Up in My Room. Giant 90.9, your station for variety and coverage of the Chapelwood Career Expo. We'll be doing that all night long until 7:30. Keep it locked in. Oh, man, that's good stuff right there. Pieces of a Dream on the jazz class was Sitting Up in My Room on Giant 90.9. I'm John Easter here in studio on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. And, of course, over at Chapelwood Elementary, we've got Mondragon. We got Dorian from Baseline. They're over there. Guys, how are you guys over there? Holding
down
the fort?
Really good. We make it so everybody come over here. And when they come over here, they get the full experience of what it's like in radio.
That was I was jamming. I was jamming to that last song. That was good stuff.
Yeah.
and you know the jazz class is on every. Usually don't have anybody on the air at this time of night unless it's basketball or something like that. But the jazz class airs from 4 to 8 every Thursday, and you know sometimes we'll get requests to add more hours of the jazz class. Well, there are more hours. You can actually tune in tomorrow morning from 4 a.m. to 7:30 and listen to the jazz class as well. Right before school talk with Emerson. Our guest tomorrow is Bill Wozniak. They'll be talking about College Goal Sunday, which is coming up Sunday at the closest location is Washington Community High School, right over there on Washington Street. So
that we got somebody right now.
Okay, there you go.
We got a student right now.
I stalled long enough. There you go. Who do you got with you?
All right, go ahead and tell us your name.
Sophia.
All right, well, nice to meet you, Sophia. I'm Jason, also known as Mon Dragon on air. And we've got...
I'm Dorian.
He's Dorian from a show called Baseline. And this is radio. You're actually live on radio right now. So what grade are you in?
Kindergarten.
You're a kindergartner? Ah. So have you ever done something like this before?
No.
This is actually a really fun class. You know that? Here you can talk about everything. What do you like to do outside of school?
Play.
Do you have any favorite toys?
Yeah.
Or any favorite subjects or stuff like that?
Yeah.
Like you like talking about toys and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, you can do that in radio. You can make your own show about radio. I make my show about music, where I talk about music. He makes his show also about music, of the music he likes.
So, yeah, anything that you like to do, anything you like to talk about, you can talk about right here in this class.
Yeah. It's a really fun class, Sophia. Now, how old are you?
5.
You're 5 years old? Ah, okay.
Is there anything around here that you really like to see?
Yeah.
What did you like around here at first?
The
preschool?
The preschool one?
Yeah.
So you like to become a preschool teacher, or you want to do more of a around preschool? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? I mean, anything else you've seen that's kind of fun?
Yeah.
Like what?
The big sister and the baby sister.
Oh, you want your big sister? Do you want to go on air with us? All right. Here we go. Oh. There you go. Go ahead and... Can you hear us?
Yeah.
All right. What's your name now?
Kaylee.
Your name is Kaylee. What grade are you in?
4.
You're a fourth grader? All right. So this is radio. You're actually live on air right now on Giant 90.9. And... Yeah, you're alive.
Is there anything that you specifically that you like to do or like to talk about?
I like dogs.
You can make a whole show here about dogs.
You can make a whole show about dogs. You can talk about, you know, what is your favorite kind of breed?
Huskies.
The Huskies. You can make a show about Huskies. That's the fun thing about radio, where you can talk about anything. We talk about music that we like.
I talk about music, yeah. So.
And it's all that you like.
It's a really fun class.
Anything you've seen so far that seems kind of cool? That's piqued your interest?
I had to save a dog when it's like it needs to breathe. Like they put the same thing they put on a human.
Oh, right here at the EMT?
You'd like to do their little examples? You like their little props? All right, that's neat. That's very neat. Well, yeah, you're live on it radio right now. I hope you think about radio in the future. And here you go. I'm going to give you that so you can.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Have a nice night.
That was really cool.
Yeah. Talking to you.
You know, I can't imagine being like a kindergartner in fourth grade, walking up and grabbing a microphone and being on radio.
No, that takes a lot of bravery. I commend them. Shout outs to them, of course. Yeah. They just came up here and gave us a whole conversation.
So if they're fourth grade, right, that means about 9 years away. So I could be looking for her in 9 years, and then kindergartner means about 13 years. I should still be here. You know, I'll probably be old. You know, as my grandmother used to say, God willing, the creek don't rise. I should still be here. Then 13 years.
Yeah.
Because that'd be 57, you know.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Are you still working on getting another interview?
At the moment, we are trying, but, you know. No luck so far. I don't know if you want to play some more music for us.
We can certainly do that.
Jazz class, of course.
Yeah.
And we'll be back to have talking.
Bob James on the jazz class. John Easter with you here on this Thursday evening. And, of course, the Chapel Wood Career Expo going on across the street just from Ben Davis here. We're going to send it over to Dorian and Jason. They've got a very, very special guest. He needs no introduction. So, guys, what's going on?
I'm going to introduce him. We got Mr. Goins here. He is the sleep at the moment, but he's the WBDG. He just directed. He's that guy. You know what I mean?
Okay, hey, what kind of introduction,
Mr. Easter?
You don't need an
introduction. I don't know what that was.
I don't know about that either. Yeah. First of all,
he don't need an introduction.
You tried something, man. You tried something.
It's BDTV.
What did I say?
You said
WBDG.
He went for it. Okay. You know, he went for
all
it.
Right. All right. Give that plug out to WBDG. Mr. Easter, we miss you, man. It's jumping over here. It's really nice. It's a great opportunity for all of us to discuss what we do and why we do it and how we do it. And Chapel Wood has been awesome. They have treated us like royalty, and parents and kids are out and they're having fun, and we're being able to recruit and talk to people. And let's let them know all the great things that are happening in the area 31 Career Center.
I think a lot of the kids here have enjoyed what they've seen so far. Yeah. I mean, and man, they're really talkative.
Yeah, they're really active.
Yeah, they seem to really, really have fun here.
Well, you guys know, I mean, you're a part of this, but the biggest thing that we can offer is the hands-on training.
Mm-hmm.
And kids love to be hands-on. We got a young man right now that wants to be on the air. Give him the microphone. Let's interview him.
Yes.
Here you go. All right, what is your name?
Caleb.
What grade are you in?
Four.
Tell him to hold the mic.
Hold the mic closer. Hold the mic
Isaiah,
closer.
He's on live on radio right now.
This is live radio right
yeah.
now.
You
live
are live
radio.
Right now.
Radio, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, teach him how to hold the mic.
He's a little shy now that he realized what he's doing.
It's hard.
So ask him what grade he's in and what his favorite subject is.
You said you're in fourth grade, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite subject that you're in right now?
Math?
All right. Yeah.
You like math.
Yeah. That's very good. Few people that really like math right now.
Ask him why he likes math.
Why do you like math?
Because I like adding stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Ask him what he wants to be when he grows up.
And when you grow up, what do you want to be?
I want to be an NBA player.
Oh, you want to play basketball.
NBA player. He's just like me, Mr. Easter. He wants to be an NBA basketball player.
Well, you see, this is radio. And before you would get to that here at radio, you can direct those sports. You can here you go.
Yep.
You could announce any basketball games, football games, all of those. Yeah. Radio really opens up to a lot of opportunities, and you like watching basketball, right? You can have a whole show.
Based
about
on basketball.
Basketball.
Yep.
By your favorite players, your least favorite players, your favorite team. You can talk about all that here on radio. Yeah,
so that's one of the opportunities. And if
who's his favorite basketball player?
Yeah, who's your favorite basketball player?
Stephen Curry.
Say it again.
Stephen Curry.
Oh,
man.
Make it rain. Make it rain.
Warriors fan.
Splash.
Warriors fan.
I thought
That's
he was
awesome.
Going to save me for a minute. He looked right at me.
You took good, Mr. Goins. That wouldn't be fair to anybody else.
I don't think anyone remembers me playing.
It's Kobe, then my third is LeBron James.
That's a
strong lineup
list,
right
man.
There. Yeah.
All right, nice talking to you.
That is a good list.
Thanks for coming.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye. That was
now,
awesome.
Can we interview his mother? Ask her a question?
Sure.
You got to ask her a question. What's your question?
What's your name?
Tina. Anderson.
So, Miss Anderson, why did you come out here tonight?
I came here to expose my son to different careers that he can choose, and it's good to have this information readily available. This is so convenient right here at his school. Mm-hmm. He's able to have some interactive type things here. And check out different things.
There's a lot of good opportunities, a lot of variety here where
there is
a whole bunch of different choices that he can choose from, or any student can choose from here, right here.
Yes, I appreciate that. It's a good variety. So we've stopped at Boost about camping. He hasn't been on a camping experience. So to have that information, we can look into that for some summer programs, even stopping here at at your booth with a radio with broadcasting. Mm-hmm. That's something that he hasn't seen before. He enjoyed the CPR station next to you. So just a really good variety, a real good variety here.
Excellent.
Yeah, well,
now,
thank you.
Some people would think we're crazy for exposing our young children to something like this. What would you say to that?
Oh, not crazy at all, because it's good for kids to get exposed at an early age so they can start planning. They can think about what courses they need to take in high school to prepare them for their future. It's never too early to get started.
Never too early.
Excellent. All right. Good job,
Mom. Thank you. Yep.
Love
that was
it.
Awesome.
You see, we're talking to the parents and talking to the students about coming out here, getting exposed to these different programs here at Ben Davis. So this is a very good, get together.
Yep.
Cindy.
Got about,
I think it's important. The parent said the magic word, the exposure.
Mm-hmm.
The more we expose our kids to, the better opportunities they will have and the better they will become and be. And we're just a small spoke in the wheel of being able to offer these opportunities and really educate them on this Area 31 Career Center that is just a jewel. And sometimes if you don't ask, you don't know.
Yeah.
And if we don't show, we won't go.
There it is, another Mars. Mr. Goins-ism.
Write that down.
Write that down.
Taking that.
Yeah.
I would also say this, too. Mr. Goins hit something with exposure, because you never know what that hook is going to be that will open up something in a child's mind. You know, for me, my hook for radio was my brother's girlfriend had a radio show on WBDG, and I must have just annoyed the heck out of her, because I would call in with every little request, the same phone number that we had then. But that was really my hook. That's when I knew that, hey, there's a radio station in Ben Davis, and when I get up to be in the high school, I'm going to do this. And so that's how it all started for me, and then, you know, my interest in sports and other things kind of just opened that up in my mind. So now you've got kids in K through 6 being exposed to this tonight, to all the things at Area 31. And, you know, I heard that there are other groups there, too. I know that there's a nonprofit organization right across from you that has free, or not free, very low-cost health care available. Don't have to have insurance, don't have to be a citizen. And I know I've got the information laying there. So,
Would you like us to go for it?
Well, you can just mention what the name of the organization is.
The organization is Hope.
Hope. There you go.
Yeah, Hope Health Services. And, you kind of hit the note there,
yeah.
Mr. Easter.
And I know the Children's Bureau is there. We air their Kids Count Minutes all the time here on WBDG, so we know what a great organization that is and what they do for kids. So it's not just careers and Area 31 careers. Chapelwood's done a great job bringing in other services from the community that can help families. So a lot of credit to the administration there at Chapelwood and Miss Ouellette and everyone else that was involved in putting this together. Because not only is it good for us selfishly, because we get to expose young kids to radio, which, you know, in this day and age and what's happening with radio, that's great because, you know, you guys have the passion for it. But we also get to expose them to all these other services, all these other programs that are available, all the many things that are available at Area 31. You know, I walked these halls and I never knew there was an aviation program here when I was here as a student. And there was that whole time. You know, and things like that. I think that people don't understand. And, you know, now these are K through 6 kids that are getting exposed to this stuff. I would think that probably other elementaries are going to follow suit here in Wayne.
Oh, mm-hmm.
That's what
definitely.
I think.
Hopefully we can keep doing this, you know, exposing the youth to such great opportunities. And like you said, there's resources, career paths, career, you know. Of course, the Career Center is here showing all the different pathways that a kid can take.
You said it, man. You used one of those words that we use all the time. You said pathways. That's cool.
Yeah. Then we have some universities. We have, of course, Vincent, who, you know, partnered with the Area 31, you know, to give that dual credit opportunity. Also, we have Ivy Tech, of course. They're also have always been a huge supporter of.
And, you know, we talked to a kindergartner earlier in the show, and that kindergartner is seeing Ivy Tech. You know, they're seeing they're seeing the Vincennes. They're seeing, well, I'm starting my educational career, so to speak, my career in education. I'm starting my educational matriculation through graduation. That's kind of beginning with the end in mind. This is where I want to go. And that's what, you know, with all the careers and things that you see, that's what you're doing with kids. You're kind of beginning with the end in mind. It's like, okay, this is where I want to get to. This is everything I need to do to get there. And I think that just gives you a little more focus about your education and you know, what this is all about. Because, you know, everything, I'm going to be honest with you, everything you learn in school you don't necessarily use when you get out. But it's a lot of it's the process of just becoming a student, the implicit curriculum of how to get along with others and teamwork and everything else that you learn throughout the 12 or 13 years of kindergarten throughout that time. And it beginning with that end in mind, that's like, okay, I want to go to college. That's my end. Now what do I do to get there? And I think that's really powerful.
Yeah, definitely. Great experience for the kids. Well, for now, we don't seem to have any interviews. Would you like to play us some music, Mr. Easter?
Yeah, why don't we play one more song? We'll come back, and then we'll wrap it up from out there at Chapelwood. So we'll play one more song, and then we'll wrap it up. We are live. Well, I'm live in studio looking at the control board. Dorian and Jason are live at Chapelwood Elementary. And, guys, I guess it's starting to slow down a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it's about to hit that time for us to, you know, start going. But in general, we had a really, really good experience. I'm not going to lie. A lot of families came out. And, you know, we had a lot of fun talking to a lot of kids, you know, a lot of kids with a lot of stuff they like. You know, we had one with, like, they like sports. Others, they like, you know, dance, music, like, you know, stuff that we like here at Giant 90.9. But I think we're going to get it for the final interview before we head out.
All right. Who do we have?
Hold on.
I hear. Who do we have here?
All right. All right. Can you hear us?
Yes.
All right. Hello. What's your name?
Cameron Cross.
All right. Well, tell us, what's your role here?
I am a third grade teacher here at Chapelwood.
Oh, okay. So you're one of the teachers. All right. So what did you think about this?
I loved it. I thought it was a great experience for the kids. They got to learn about some new careers, and they were just excited about it. So I thought it was awesome.
Yeah. Just before you came on, I was talking about how a lot of kids came in here, and they were alive. They were, like, genuinely interested about everything they saw. We talked to a lot of kids, and they're really talkative, and they really seemed like they like school. Like, you know,
that's a really cool thing about kids, that with them, if they're interested, you can't get them to stop talking about it, and that's perfect here.
Yeah.
That's perfect for them to ask questions and be really active with it. So, yeah, that's cool.
That's true. I had a little girl who I talked to, and she was. I asked her what one thing to do, like, what do you think you want to be? She said, I want to do all of it.
See,
you could if you really, you know. Definitely, most definitely. All right, well, at the end of this, any final thoughts on this? You know, now that you've seen, do you think this was a fun experience overall?
Yes, and I hope we can continue to do it in the future.
Definitely.
Yes,
definitely.
And I'm John Easter back at the studio. I don't know if you can hear me, Ms. Cross, but
yes.
On behalf of I know that you teach there, on behalf of us here at WBDG, thanks for having us in your school.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
I'm a Chapelwood champ myself. I graduated.
Oh, awesome.
I graduated from Ben Davis in 93, so it's been a few years. But walking back in the building, setting up there, a lot of memories came back. The floor plan's still the same.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the school still looks the same.
Yeah.
But just smaller.
Yes.
Just that multi-purpose area, the that we're in right there, the gym, seemed so much bigger when I was little, though.
Yes.
The place was
huge.
Everything
seems bigger when you're young.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that about does it for our coverage here, Chapel Wood. This has been Jason, a.k.a. Mondragon, and Dorian from Baseline.
Dorian from Baseline.
Holding it down here at the Area 31 or Career Expo here. Back to you, Mr. Easter.
Well, guys, you did a fine job. Thank you very much for everything tonight. And I'll be back over there in just a minute to help you pack up.
All right.
All right, but right now we're going to kick it back to the jazz class. Thank you again to everyone at Chapelwood for having us tonight. That was a lot of fun, and it's always good, once again, to just expose young minds to what is at the end of the educational process here. You go through all the grades you're going to go through. You're going to have to make that choice. Where do I want to go? Where do I want to enroll? Where do I want to enlist? Where do I want to get employment? You know, one of those E's. What am I going to do when I graduate? And it's, I don't think it's ever too early to start that process. It might change, you know, 20 times between now and when a child graduates, from the time they're in kindergarten to when they graduate. You know, I remember when I was really little, I wanted to be a professional golfer. Obviously that never happened, but you know, I became a teacher, and I knew at a young age that's what I wanted to do. So it is really cool to, you know, get through your educational process and see what might be there at the end for you, and keep that in mind as you go. So thanks again to Chapelwood for doing this for the community and for the families at Chapelwood. This has been an awesome experience. Thanks again to Jason Mondragon and Dorian Williams out at the event. And I'm John Easter. I've been here in the studio. Thank you for listening. Make